Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So over the weekend, Spencer Carberry became the NHL Coach of the Year, winning the Jack Adams Award. I don't think it's that much of a shocker. Meantime, we have a phenomenal Stanley Cup Finals going on. Game one was decided in overtime, late in overtime. Game two, both of which were out in Edmonton, decided in double overtime. Florida and Edmonton now knotted at a game apiece with game three tonight back in South Florida in what has been a very compelling series. Joining us right now to talk about Spencer Carberry, the Caps, and a little bit about Stanley Cup Finals is our good friend Tarik El-Bashir with Monumental Sports. You can follow Tarik on X on Twitter at Tarik_El-Bashir. So this wasn't that much of a surprise, right? I think that he was certainly the front runner once the regular season ended. But just give us a sense of A, your reaction to it, and then B, how impressive he's been here in 2 years as the Caps head coach.
Yeah, Kevin, I don't think anyone was surprised that Coach Carberry won the Jack Adams Trophy. I think he was the leader at the end of the regular season. You know, as good as Scott Arneil did, and you know, there's some other guys. You know, Dean Evason and Marty St. Louis all did really well with their teams. That said, I think what put Spencer over the top, at least from my vantage point, is the fact that he integrated so many new players, right? The team totally reinvented itself last offseason, and adding seven new players. And then you look at the metrics and the analytics and the numbers, and you see the massive jump the team made from last year to this year. And I think it was a slam dunk that Carberry was going to win Coach of the Year. And the thing that's so impressive to me, Kevin, is the fact that he's now won it in all three major professional hockey leagues in North America, right? He won it with the Hershey Bears, and he also won Coach of the Year with the ECHL South Carolina Stingrays. He's the first guy to ever do that. So I think that just really speaks to how good a coach he is, and you know, the fact that he put in his time and he's excelled at every single level. And you look at the guys who have success at the highest level, most of them paid their dues at the lower rungs, and Spencer did it the right way, and congratulations to him.
I want to ask you a question just about his future. He signed a four-year deal. He's coached two of those 4 years. Is it typical after something like this in the NHL for, you know, strong ownership to look at extending his deal before we get up on the last 2 years of it?
You know, Kevin, that's a great question, and I was wondering that the other day when I was trying to figure out how big of a bonus he got for winning Coach of the Year, because I'm sure his agent wrote in a clause into his current contract that says, you know, Stanley Cup, you know, Eastern Conference Final, and usually Coach of the Year all carry with it massive bonuses. You know, that said, coaching in the NHL it is a very short-lived thing. I want to say the average is like a little over 2 years. It's not very long. So I feel like typically we don't see coaches get extended with 2 years left remaining on their contract. We see it a lot with coaches going into their final year because no one wants to be a lame duck, especially when you're a team like the Capitals that has right now they have a lot of players signed long-term, and you want those players in the back of their mind to know, you know what, this coach is going to be here for a while too. I better listen and do what he says. You always want that to be the situation. You never want your coach to be a lame duck. That usually doesn't work out very well. That said, you don't see in the NHL coaches get extended with 2 years remaining the way you do in, let's say, the NFL. I feel like it happens a lot in the NFL, and it certainly has happened a lot at the highest rungs of the NCAA. So I'd be surprised, quite frankly, if you were extended, in the next few months. I don't have any inside information on that. I would think that if he has another good year next year, then next summer will be a time when discussion will pick up and maybe you want to lock him up long term. I mean, you look at the success he's had in his first 2 years, and you look at his age, and you look at just how, you know, everyone has reacted to him.
It's his age, Tarek, that makes it interesting to me, because haven't they basically had, I mean, Trotz, Laviolette, I mean, these were older guys.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, if you're asking me right now, would I lock him up? Absolutely. That said, again, the history of coaching is, you know, very few coaches stay in the same place for a long time. But I will also say this, of all the coaches that I've covered here over the past two decades, Spencer is one of those guys, kind of like Boudreaux. I felt that way with Boudreaux, who might have a really long run here, just simply because of the success he's had right off the bat. Again, 42 years old, he's young. He embraces kind of the cutting edge analytics and understands the salary cap and just all the things that you want in a coach right now. He checks all those boxes, so I would be willing to bet right now, after 2 years, regardless of what his contract says, he's going to be here for a long time.
What's his number one attribute?
I would say communication. And again, I've covered this team for a long time. They've had a lot of really good coaches. And I have had players in the past who've come to me with gripes. Everyone who's not on the power play, on the penalty kill, playing 20 minutes a night, somewhere they aren't happy with their playing time or something about what's going on with regard to play time and other things. And a lot of times, or not to say a lot of times, sometimes the player doesn't really know why they're not getting opportunities or what they need to fix in order to get more playing time, in order to be on the power play. And if you look at Spencer's track record here in these 2 years, I feel like he does a great job of letting players know where they stand. That's all a player really wants to know. They want to know where they stand. And if you look at the number of players who had career years last year, young players, I'm talking about Connor McMichael, you know, I'm talking about Alexei Protas, Marty Ferravari before his injury. I mean, these are guys who took leaps forward. This wasn't because they were just older and more experienced. This is because they had a connection with a coach who was able to clearly communicate expectations. Also, here are the ways inside of your game you can get better and play more for me. And I haven't heard a single gripe behind the scenes about a player going, I don't know why I was out of the lineup. I don't know what he's looking for. I don't know why that guy's playing more than I am. Guys know where they stand with this coach. And again, I've already said it, but that's really all a professional athlete wants to know is where do I stand? Why am I not playing? How do I get more playing time? And what do you want from me, coach? Is the bottom line. And guys on this team, they always know what the coach wants from him, what the expectations are, and how to continue growing their game.
We're talking to Tarek El-Bashir, Spencer Carberry named NHL Coach of the Year. So just kind of looking back, you know, it's been a few weeks since they were eliminated by Carolina. Seeing what Florida did to Carolina, did that sort of hammer home the the point that many of you guys made before the postseason began, which was one of the reasons the odds makers don't love Washington are teams like Florida and even Toronto. Would Washington have had any chance against Florida?
It's hard to say, but I will say this, Kevin. I feel like watching the Florida-Carolina series, Florida just looked like a better version of Carolina. If the Cats couldn't handle Carolina, I don't know how it would have gone against the Panthers, but probably not well. That said, I think the Caps should be heartened by the fact that they took another step this year.
Yeah.
They went from a first-round sweep against the Rangers to a team that got to the second round and, you know, made the Hurricanes sweat a little bit, right? I feel like it also underscored, I haven't talked to Chris Patrick in a little bit, but I think it also underscored to the decision makers that there's more work to be done. Like, a lot of this team is coming back intact next year by the way, the way the contracts are set up. A lot of guys are signed. That said, they're going to have cap space. And now, having watched the Eastern Conference Final, I think they can identify the areas where they need to get better. Because I asked this question on breakdown day, and it's something that's still kind of in the back of my mind, and that is, does this team need to kind of hurricane-proof itself or build its roster knowing that they're probably going to have to go through Carolina or Florida to get where they want to go, right? You don't want to galaxy brain it and totally make big wholesale changes thinking, we got to do this just in case we run into the Kings again. That said, you saw what they did to them, and you saw where the areas where the Capitals were weak. You know, they struggled to break the forecheck. They struggled to get the puck going in the right direction under heavy forecheck. There were areas where the Capitals need to get better. I think that what they saw in that second round is going to be instructive to how they shape the team this offseason. Now, Kevin, we're not going to see massive, changes like we saw last year. Seven new players last year, a lot of big trades. I don't think that's going to be in the cards. I think it's going to be more targeted to certain positions where they know that they need to get better, they need to get deeper. And, I like where this Capitals team is right now. For a long time, we've talked about this. I was worried that as Ovi aged and was getting close to calling it a career, there was going to be a long, cold winter on the other side of the Ovi era. I think you can safely say whatever Ovi decides after next season, you can safely say this team has well-positioned itself to have some success for a number of years after that.
There was that announcement a couple of weeks ago about, from, I think, Sales, that this was going to be Alex Ovechkin's final year, and apparently it was not necessarily. To be honest with you, I personally, as a customer, and I'm not a massive Caps guy, as you know, but I would certainly understand the positioning of 2025, 2026 as, maybe one of your final opportunities to come out and see Alex Ovechkin play, because we are getting down to the final opportunities, whether it's this. Do we know anything about for legit what his plans are?
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I just know what he has told us. And he has told us he intends to come back to fulfill his contract next year. He's on the books for one more year at $9.5 million. That's a lot of Obi Juniors. That's another three generations of Obi Juniors that never have to work again. You know, don't have to worry about working, right? That's a lot of money. That said, Alex doesn't play for money. If you look at the way this team is built, they were so gutted the fact they couldn't. They had much higher aspirations this year. This team is coming back next year, Kevin, almost identical to the way it is now, and they're going to have cap space this summer to make some key additions. This team, in theory, should be better next year. Alex wants to win another Stanley Cup. He's got one more year in his contract, and I would say, you know, he'll be 40 years old next year. I would say if next year ends in a Stanley Cup, yeah, I can see him just, you know, blow a kiss and say, I'll see y'all later. Yeah. If they make another run, does he do a Jagr and sign one-year deals and kind of, like, see what's going on and sign right before training camp? I don't know the answer to that. I will say this. You look at his numbers last year. He had a broken leg. He still scored more than 40 goals, right, at 39 and a half years old. He is still a valuable player in this league. I think if you're the Capitals, you let him kind of dictate. He's got one more year in his contract. He's going to be 40 years old on September 17th. I think you let things play out next year, and then I think, you know, some conversations have to be had. How do you feel? Do you want to go back to Russia and maybe play a year in the KHL and then move on with your life? Or do you want to maybe see if you can take another run with the Caps? I think it's all on the table. If I had to guess, he will allow next year to play out and then make a decision and then make a call based on what's best for him, what's best for his family, and what's best for the team.
By the way, there's going to be a significant thing to market early in the season when we're talking about October and November, and that is the chase for 900. That's a big deal.
Absolutely. 900 is a big deal. Also, and Obi's never said this, but, you know, I think I know him well enough that, you know, he always wants to be the best. That's always what's driven him. I don't think anyone's going to catch him, but no one thought anyone was going to catch Wayne Gretzky either. I think he wants to put as much distance between himself and Leon Draisaitl and Austin Matthews and Connor McDavid to make sure those cats never catch up to him, right? And if he scored 44 goals last year, who's to say he can't approach that number again next year, or let's say in the 30s, and get to 928? You get into the upper, you know, you get into the over 920 goals, and man, I'd have a tough time, Kevin, ever saying that one of those guys that I mentioned, you know, Matthews, Draisaitl, McDavid, those are the guys who kind of jump out as maybe having a chance because they're in their late 20s. Those guys are about to play into their 40s to even get close. So. I think Obi really wants to be the goal king for forever. And another good year, and I don't think anyone's ever going to approach him.
All right, let's talk real quickly before I let you run. I mean, unbelievable games in Game 1 and Game 2. I watched a lot of the overtime portions. There should be some app, by the way, that you can download that lets you know when an NHL playoff game has gone to overtime, because that's thrilling to watch. It's a great watch.
There is, man.
Seriously?
The ESPN app always dings me whenever a game goes to overtime.
Yeah,
and I'm always watching anyway. But yeah, I definitely get a ding.
I mean, even if you're not a hockey person, if you're a sports fan, the drama of sudden death overtime playoff hockey is awesome. So we've seen an overtime and in two overtimes. Let me just mention one thing to you, because you know I'm not a hockey guy, but I do recognize like when somebody is truly different than the others. And in watching just periodically some of Edmonton's games, you know, late at night, you know, during the playoffs and over the last couple of games in the Stanley Cup Finals, he's different from everybody else out on the ice. I'm just curious, how great is he compared to other greats in terms of just gifts, talent? I'm not talking about production at this point, but where is his talent compared to the, you know, some of the all-time greatest players?
You know, Kevin, I want to go roll back for a second to what you said before, and that's like one of the main tenets of scouting at any level, right? Is who stands out? Who just looks different than anyone else? Go back to like Ovi's first few years in the league. If you took someone who had never heard of the game ice hockey and put them in Capital One Arena, let them watch a few minutes and said, who looks different? They'd go, number 8 looks different than everyone else on the ice. Number 97 on Edmonton looks different than everyone else on the ice. And it's a combination of a lot of things. Number 1 for me, it's skating. His edge work, his ability to change directions, his flat-out speed. There are guys in the league who are really fast when they don't have the puck. But when they do have the puck, they slow down 5, 10, 15% because they're stick handling. There's other things going on in their brain. Connor McDavid skates the same speed with or without the puck. Some would say he actually accelerates when he's got the puck on his stick, and that makes him so dangerous. I mean, if you watch him when he gets the puck, let's say he's streaking across the neutral zone, gets a pass, you can see the fear and the hesitation in the eyes of the defender as they're pivoting to go backwards. You can almost read the thought bubble over there. It's like, oh God, he's got the puck and it's just me between him and the goalie. I mean, it is unbelievable. His stick skill off the charts. The pass he made to Dreisaitl the other night where he toe dragged again at full speed and then made another kind of quick juke and then dished the puck right onto the tape of his teammate. I mean, I don't know how many other guys, maybe Sidney Crosby in his the height of Crosby, he could do something like that, but he wasn't that fast and he wasn't that slippery. But I mean, that would be my best comparison. I mean, Nicholas Backstrom for a couple of years there was Houdini as well, but I mean, I don't know if anyone can compare to the raw skill and the breakneck speed that McDavid plays with.
There was a goal in an overtime game, I think it was against Vegas in this postseason, and it may have been for Dreisaitl as well, where it was an Allen Iverson-esque crossover. And it was just like when I watched it, I think I texted Koken and I said, because he had mentioned something to me, you know, earlier about McDavid. And I said, oh, my God, that was spectacular. Like, he really is. He's completely different. And what you said about Ovechkin, I'll never forget the first time I saw him. It was like his rookie year, and I was doing the show with Riggo at the time, with Riggins, and we went out to the game, and I just said, that's him, because he's bigger and he skates much faster than anybody out here. All right, who do you like? Finish up with that. Who wins the Stanley Cup Finals?
You know what? I've been saying this for a year now, but I think this is really going to be the next few days is going to be when Florida, after 3 runs to final, is finally going to get kind of threadbare and run out of gas. I think I said at the beginning, at the outset, Edmonton in 7. I'm sticking with Edmonton in 7. I just think also, just for the sake of McDavid's like mental health, like he needs a championship, but kind of the way Ovi needed that championship in 2018, and it'll be so good for the game. You know, he's not the best interview. He's not the most, you know, charismatic guy in front of a camera, but just to be able to put on ESPN Sports Center, on Good Morning America, whatever, show people who maybe are just casual fans or not fans, this guy is special. This guy is different. You know, to have him win a championship, I think, would be good for the game.
Just out of curiosity, it's been forever since a Canadian team's won it, right? Montreal 93, is that what it is?
Yeah. That's right.
Will the other Canadian NHL cities be happy if Edmonton wins?
Yes. I think Calgary might be a little bit bitter because they're in the same province. But I think once the players have skated a lap with the Stanley Cup over their head. I think that country, they are so proud of their game. I mean, you know, here in the States, you know, our pastime is baseball. Our first love is football. You know, basketball and hockey are somewhere, you know, after that. Hockey in Canada, I mean, it's all they talk about. If you've never been to Toronto, like, as soon as you get to the hotel room, you turn on the TV, it's just hockey. Like, it's just, it's all they're talking about. You know, the NFL scores on Sunday are like the way hockey gets treated on, you know, on American sports television. It's another level. They take such pride in the fact that it's their game. And for the most part, even though the U.S. on an international scale has really closed the gap and maybe even eclipsed them, some would say, it's their game. And I think that country, you'd see 30 million some odd Canadians lose their minds if Edmonton could finally, you know, bring the trophy home.
Thanks for doing this. Hope you're well. Talk to you soon.
Anytime, Kevin.
Tarik El-Bashir, everybody. Spencer Carberry, named NHL Coach of the Year. A multi-time All-Pro corner is just hitting the market. More on that next.
All right, the DC Defenders have won the XFL Conference Championship. They will play in the UFL Championship against the Michigan Panthers on Sunday. Oklahoma City, the Thunder, they show off their depth with a commanding 123-107 win over the Pacers to even the series. The Thunder had five players score 15 or more points. Nick Chubb is paying a visit to the Houston Texans to potentially join Joe Mixon in the backfield, and the Packers are releasing two-time Pro Bowl cornerback Jair Alexander. Carlos Alcaraz defeated Yannick Sinner in an epic French Open final that lasted just under 5.5 hours, the longest since 1982. The Nats, they fall 4-2 to the Rangers. They're off tonight. They'll take on the Mets tomorrow on 106.7 The Fan. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, and hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.